have to touch one or two sources that
we're going to discuss today. But I would want to do an in-depth study of a bit of Parashat Yitro, which I think teaches us a lot about what is expected from leaders in Am Yisrael, people who have impact on other people, and what are our moral and, I would say, educational, I'll elaborate later, standards that we demand from ourselves. So just as background, we all know Parshat of Yitro, where Yitro comes and sees Moshe Rabbeinu sitting and judging everybody all day long. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting down, he's judging people, he's exhausted. Even though the Gemara says he's only sitting for 1 hour a day, and the rest of the time he was learning. That's what the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, the feud. Because there also can't be that he wasn't learning some of the time. You can't have somebody, people forget that rabbis have to learn also, not only to be online 24 hours after to answer your questions, but you have to. I get the most time, the time I get the most questions is Friday. Why? Because people are off Friday, right? They're not working in Israel, they don't work Friday. It's okay. So it's not working Friday, so they call me up. But Friday is my busiest day because I'm preparing everything for Shabbos. all the speeches, all the. So it feels like they're calling them when they have time. So they missed it. It's not Pikuach Nefesh called me on Sunday. in any case, Yitro, he has his concerns for his son-in-law, Choten Moshe. He comes as his father-in-law. He has personal concerns. He's worried about his son-in-law. He's worried about his family. And he says, what's going on? You're going to collapse. Lo tuchal asol levadecha. You can't do it on your own. It's impossible. Kaved mecha devar. It's too heavy. It's a burden. The burden's too heavy. And here's what I suggest. What I suggest is you create a hierarchy. That's easier. again, what's the official way of saying it?
Hierarchical.
Really?
Again?
Hierarchical.
Hierarchical. Okay. Hierarchical. Okay. Yeah. Hierarchical system. Judicial system, which will have different levels. As Moshe Rabbeinu is the top. It's at the top of the pyramid. Okay, it's worth the pyramid. The lower the level, the more you have. The higher you go, the more difficult issues become. You have less. And the most difficult things, the vala kashe yivu nelecha, the tough things, the tough issues, brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Whereas he supervises and he deals with really tough things. But really, you have more people. You expand the manpower, the system, and create a system where that can take care of the people. Okay, that is the basic structure, and the official jobs are Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meot, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asarot. You have, goes by numbers, okay, like per ex judge per capita, okay, one for 1,000, one for 100, one for 50, one for 10, and the system is created, and that's why Yitro was okay to have a parsha in the Torah, and Chazal Darshan Yitro, al shi yitir parasha habatoah. Yitro is also from Miutam, like extra. So you got an extra parsha in the Torah, Bizchut Yitro. And the system actually appears in the Mishnah itself. Okay, the Mishnah Sanhedrin mentions the system, mentions it as a basis for creating a Jewish leadership in Jewish cities, and how to create a system of Bati Din, of judges. And so really, Yitro had an impact on Am Yisrael for generations and years to come. What I want to try and examine together with you is it's a question that really bothered me a lot, and that most of the sources can give you to learn on your own in dealing with this question and try and figure it out is how many judges do you need per capita in a normal state? How many? 1 to 10,000? How many court cases do you have in this? This yeshiva, how many guys do you have in this yeshiva?
80.
How many bati din you need for this yeshiva? That's nuts.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Why two?
You and Rav Fass.
So they own him, you mean? I mean, Gemara says the Beis Din of two is a Beit Din Chatzuf. It's a Chutzpedik Beis Din. You learn Sanhedrin? Yeah. Beit Din Chatzuf. So we could do a Beit Din Chatzuf here. something here doesn't make sense. Something here really doesn't make sense. You want a judicial system. Something here is wrong. So what I want to try and do is, first of all, see how many there really were. Okay, see the different sources on it. And see how Mefarshim dealt with this question. Okay? Basically, learn Chumash B'Iyun. Okay, so now it's 2 weeks old, but it's 50 weeks early. so we have for next year. And then I want to develop it, after you finish these sources, I want to develop it and take it a step forward. I want to examine, I don't know if we, did we do a shiur on Pirkei Avos and Hilchos Dayanim? I don't think we did. We mentioned maybe one or two things related to Pirkei Avos. But really, what I want to do is really take a close look at Hilchot Dayanim, at the halachos of judges, and from that to build something that's relevant to all of us and understand the whole system, what the system of Jewish leadership is all about, and why we needed so many people. What was really their job? If it wasn't to judge, what was it? Or was it to judge? I don't know. You have to. Yeah.
How come Hashem didn't like? Tell us this, if it was so integral, why did we have to get it from Yitro? Not the word of Yitro in any way, but it's such an important system to like maintain order. What do you think? I mean, it's also one of the things for the Shet, like, Neinoah, one of the mitzvot for
Dini, yeah. So, first of all, for non-Jews is to maintain order. That's number one. Yitro's suggestion wasn't... at least theoretically, I mean, we'll take a closer look later, but at least on the superficial level, which we usually learn it, and that's our starting point today, is it wasn't really an ideological one or something. It was mainly a technical one. I mean, there is a mitzvah in the Torah, which, I mean, there are different opinions if Yitro arrived, like the Pshat is before Matan Torah. So therefore, the question is, why didn't Rabbi give it? It was before Matan Torah. What do you want? Okay, so this happened that he suggested it before it was given. But Zelosotel. Okay. Even if he did come after Matan Torah, I said, why is it mentioned in the Torah? Because the Torah doesn't tell you, it doesn't have to tell you exactly the system. The Torah says, Shoftim Shotrim V'Telecha V'Chol Shachecha. You know, just have a court system that'll be in every city and judge the people. It's that. The Torah doesn't tell you how to specifically how many exactly you have to have per city. If it's 100 batidin in the city or 1 batidin in the city, you have to have at least, you have to have in every city batidin. Okay, it could be 1, it could be 100. We don't know. And specifically also, the Yitro is not really, it's a system that was kept on, but it wasn't... It was something that was specifically relevant for that generation. Moshe Rabbeinu was collapsing under the burden of the need to serve the people, and Yitro tried to solve the problem. Afterwards, the system was embedded into it kept on afterwards, but it was specific. It came specifically to solve Moshe Rabbeinu's personal problem, lichora. Okay, is that it? Okay, so I think that it's not like a mitzvah that you say, you know, the mitzvah the Torah didn't write, and it's so important that Yitro invented a mitzvah. He didn't invent a mitzvah. He invented a system, which is a technical system. Okay?
So it wasn't like Moshe would say, it was just like purely out of Yitro that this decision.
Yeah. Okay? So what we're going to do, the first 8-9 sources, okay, which I hope we managed to follow, deal with this question and bring different opinions how to solve it. Okay, we'll take a look at them after you deal with them, and then we'll move on and we'll try and develop it a step forward. Okay, or two. That also we'll start with the first. We'll have to answer each question 3 times because it's 20 pages. So. Okay, let's go. We can learn together whenever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want with me or enough partly. I'm not too bad. Okay.
Source number three.
That's a whole lot of judges.
Seven. What's that? Hindered is 100.
Okay, so when we're calculating, one of the main questions is why do we need 78,000 judges? How did we get to the calculation of 78,000 judges? Because if 600,000 people had judges for one for every 10, that means we subtract 60,000 people. That means the rest of the next level of judges is only needed for 540,000 people, not for the whole 600,000 again. So if you keep on the calculation of that area, that means when you calculate the next level of judges, you already subtract the people that are already appointed, so you end up with much less judges. So why does the Chazal say that we end up with 78,000 and not 76,000, which is basically less 2,000 on the staff?
Yeah, you're good.
Let's take a quick look at the Tosfos. I'd also try to give us two answers. One of them is an interesting one, which I would like to develop soon. Okay. Nimtzu Dayanei Yisrael Shiva Ribot V'Shmonat Alafim V'Sheshmot. Okay, 78,600. Tema, say Tosfos. Tosfos open a question with Tema, source number 5. Tema, as we mentioned a few times, is a strong kushia. It says, V'im Tomas. If you say, V'yesh Lomar. Tema! It's difficult. Okay. How can I live with this? What's Tema? Hachas v'lu tuva. Tosfos asking from a technical perspective. From a technical perspective, as we calculated before, it comes out thousands less. If you take out 60,000, you're left with 540. 540, you don't need so many already. Right? The calculation is much less. The chimapak mishesh ribot, shesh mo'ot, l'sarei alafim, lo mashkach alav tarich vav alafim l'sarei mi'ot. Kitzur, you don't need so many. And let's also bring two theories. I want to start off with the second one, and then the second one is a technical answer. V'yesh mefalshim. Both are technical, but they go in different directions. Let's start with the second tirutz. V'yesh mefalshim. Okay, the last tirutz and the three lines from the end. B'cheshbon hasrarot kachashiv. When the Mishnah says nimtzu be'ani Yisrael 78,600, it doesn't mean there are 78,000 people serving as a job of judges. It means there are 78,600 jobs. Okay, that means we took 60,000 Sarei Asarot. From them, Sarei Chamishim were taken, 12,000, whatever it was, Sarei Chamishim, okay, were appointed out of those 60,000. So really, you have 72,000 jobs, because the Sarei Chamishim is also in charge of like Asarot, and also he had an extra job of Chamishim. Like in charge of 10, but he's also in charge of five people who are in charge of 10, or another four people who are in charge of 10. So he's the head of a Chulia. He's head of a group. So you have a pyramid, which basically is a Sarei. Okay. You have a Sarei Asarot. And then, each few Sarei Asarot, one of them is a Sar Chamishim. So he's in charge of the group. So you have basically two jobs. He's also Sar Asarot and he's also Sar Chamishim. So you have 78,000 jobs with 60,000 workers. Okay? That's what it means. So, in other words, and out of these Sarei Chamishim, so there's a few Sarei Chamishim, and out of them there's a Sarei Mea. Each Sar Mea is in charge of two Sar Chamishim. One of them is in charge of the work. Seven? And then you have, on every 10 Sarei Mea, you have, okay? That's one way of taking it. So really, so Chazal weren't talking about a number of people, but rather a number of jobs. Okay, that's the second. I want to focus really on the first pirush in a second. What does the first pirush say? The first pirush says, "V'yesh mefalshim b'kol hanisavim." It's a brilliant tirutz. The kol hanisavim efshar dehavuz kelim yeterim mibnei shishim. Meaning, 600,000 people were counted for Am Yisrael. What ages were there? Were they 20 to 60? Baruch Hashem, people live longer than 60 years old. So the judges were the older people. The judges were Lemala Bnei Shishim. So if I take 60,000 to be Sarei HaSalot, I still have 600,000 people between 20 and 60 because I took the 60,000 from the older ages. So I still need 12,000 Sarei HaMishim. So I can have 78,000 judges who are over age of 60. I don't know if statistically it fits in, like if you have 600,000 people, but it could theoretically fit in. Okay? So the tibbutz is, so the first point is shoftim gdolim miben shishim. That's Tosfot. Okay? Now, another question which is brought up, by one of the unfortunately Rishalmi, which is not on your page. He says, wait a second, 600,000 people, which Shvatim were they? The 600,000. Which Shevet was not counted within them?
Levi.
Shevet Levi doesn't need judges, what's God to do? Where did Shevet Levi disappear? Calculating, Sarei HaSavot, Sarei HaMishim, what's going on? Shevet Levi disappeared?
What?
Right? Good question. Okay. I want to read the Psukim with you a second. Open your Chumash. And, ויהי למחרת, פרק י"ח, פסוק י"ג. ויהי למחרת, after the family gathering, Yitro takes a look to see what's doing on the communal level. ויהי למחרת, the next day, וישב משה לשפוט את העם, he gets back to work after his vacation. ויעמוד העם על משה מן הבוקר עד הערב. ויחותם משה את כל אשר הוא עושה לעם. כל אשר הוא עושה לעם. ויום, מה הדבר הזה שאתה עושה לעם? מדוע אתה יושב לבדיך וכל העם ניצב עליך מן בוקר עד ערב? אז ככה, אז כל העם. מה אתה עושה לעם?
I'm waiting in line
all day.
What? We're waiting in line all day.
Yeah. Was he doing that to them? Or were they doing it to themselves? Well, it's, I think the phrasing here is a bit, you know, what are you doing to them? Or what are you doing to yourself? I mean, who is he worried about? Who's Yitro worried about? The people or Moshe Rabbeinu?
Moshe.
Lichora, first reading, he's worried about Moshe Rabbeinu. Kiyoved lecha, you can't do it yourself. So what's what are you doing to them? He sees what he's doing to them and he says, what are you doing to them? I'm not doing anything. What do you want? Say thank you. I'm still putting myself in service to the public. What do you want? It's a phrase that that bothered me when I read it. Oselaam. What's the phrase again? Vayomim. מה הדבר הזה אשר אתה עושה לעם? Active. What's he doing? Okay. I'd like to suggest that Yitro had criticism not only on the way Moshe was doing for himself, but rather the way he was relating to Am Yisrael. And if we start out with understanding that Yitro did a technical change,
as I said to you before, that you just created a system. Okay, which you work in high tech, you create systems, you're not a philosopher, you're not an ideologist. You just do the things, find solutions for technical problems. I think Yutro was reprimanding Moshe Rabbeinu for his attitude. Or I don't want to say attitude, but his approach to leading Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's approach seems to be passive. I wait for the people to come to me. Ki avo elai ha'am lidrosh Eloi. People come to me to demand or to ask from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I wait for them. The Farshim say, Moshe Rabbeinu used to sit 1 hour a day, and people used to wait all day. Vayamod ha'am al Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting down, and they're coming to him, standing in line. Moshe Rabbeinu needs to teach everybody the Torah. Okay? They come to me, I need to teach them. They have questions, I need to teach them. I need to answer their questions. I need to let them know. He micromanages. He does everything himself. Yitzchok's concerned not only about Moshe Rabbeinu. He's concerned about what's going to happen to the nation too. He's saying you can't work passively. You have to be proactive. You have to initiate. Initiating means not only judging. And that, I think, is the answer to the first question we're talking about the amount of judges we need. Yitro is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you need to not only wait till they have their disputes or their questions to answer them or to judge them, you have to teach, not only judge. A judge is not only a judge. A judge waits for the conflict to come to him. Change your perspective. You're not a judge that people come to him, but rather create a system that will be officially called judges, but really they're what? They're teachers. If you teach the people what to do, if you actively, remember we spoke about the Maaseh Asher Yaasun, remember? What's that got to do with creating a judicial system? Teach them the ways, teach them how to behave, teach them what's expected from them. What's the Ram student ratio in this yeshiva?
1 to 3.
1 to 3, okay. Some places 1 to 30. What's an average? 1 to 10, 1 to 50. Yitro is telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't need 30 judges per capita. You don't need 78,000 judges. How many teachers, how many educators, how many leaders do you need? Shoftim. What's Shoftim? What's Shofet in Sefer Shoftim?
Leaders.
Hashiva Shofteinu Kvar Rishona. What are you talking about? Just judges and based in? Are we not talking about a king, about a prime minister, about leaders? They don't want the burden anymore. They want leaders. And leaders, you need a lot. That's what we need here. A dayan is not only a dayan who waits for things to come for him. He's a person who actively teaches other people how to behave. Who is a symbol. And a personal example for how to behave. The person who actively educates. I think this is what the Ketav HaKabbalah is trying to say. If you take a look at the Ketav HaKabbalah, so from the seven, what you're pondering is, okay, What does he say? Ktav Kabbalah of Yaakov Tzvi Kerenbaum, 19th century. He David Manigim said there were different types of leaders in Am Yisrael. Source number 7 on your page. Kidalet manigim ayul Am Yisrael. Four types of leaders: shoftim v'shotrim. Shoftim v'adayanim. You have judges. Shotrim harodim ba'am lekem piskadim. You have people who are enforcing. V'otenu rashim shemanigim etam. You have leaders who are nesiim. V'otenu zkenim hem alamdim Torah l'rabim. Let's go back a second. If we're talking about not dafka judges, yeah, but about what? Teachers and leaders, I can understand. What are you doing? Doing meaning you're not acting. What are you doing to these people? You're making them depend on you. You're creating the problem because you're not active enough. Where did the judges come from, say Tosfot? They were older than 60? Okay, it's a technical solution. Ben Shishim Lezikna. What's the remez of Rashi Tevot Zaken? You know what the remez of Rashi Tevot Zaken? Here's a Chazal. Zekana Chochma. Person with experience. Person who knows what he's talking about. You want leaders, you want teachers, you want people who can educate? Yeah. Take these people. They know what they're talking about. What's the job? The Sheva Korban. What do you ask? Where did Shevet Levi disappear? They don't need judges. They don't have disputes. They have disputes. But for judges, you can imagine one or two for the whole Shevet. 10. Right? What's the job of Shevet Levi?
Role models.
What?
Role models.
Role models. Tumecha v'urecha v'ish chasidecha. Shemisitom asat evin ma'omer levin. Yoru mishpatecha liyakov v'toratcha liyisrael. They are supposed to be teachers. Shevet Levi are the teachers. They don't need teachers for the teachers. They're serving as the teachers of the rest of Am Yisrael. That's exactly why we don't need 1 on 10 for Shevet Levi. That's what was going on here. So we understand why we need over 60. We understand where Shevet Levi disappeared. The whole concept of what Yitro is teaching Moshe Rabbeinu is the concept of what type of life do we live? And it's true not only for how we relate to other people, how do we relate to ourselves? Do we let life drive us, drag us along? Or do we sit and decide what are we supposed to do? Teach ourselves. Educate ourselves, make sure we're doing what we're supposed to do. That's a lesson for life. That's what being a judge of yourself is. Don't wait till the problem comes up. Oh, how am I going to solve this? No. Initiate. You need more people. You need more effort for that. You need more manpower. You need more superpower inside. But it's a way of life. It's a way of life. It could change your whole personality. This is what it's about. This is what it's all about. But you did it to Am Yisrael. I told Moshe Rabbeinu, change your outlook. Also, you change your outlook. How do we live? Also, our relationship to society. Do we wait till problems come up? Till the challenges come up? Or are we ready to foresee where we want to be, what we want to do? How to build ourselves right. How to have influence on other people. Don't wait for things to come to you. Make them be. Make them happen. Exactly what's going on here. That's why we get to such big numbers. I think it's mamash pshat. This thing is not a drush. I don't think there's any, I don't know, I haven't heard of any other good explanation for this problem. So when we add the Ketav Kabbalah to Shevet Levi, to the over age of 60, to the whole concept of the attitude of Yitzchak towards Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you doing? You're waiting for them to come to you. Get up and do things yourself. Take people. Voda time. Teach them. So, you understand what's going on? So the next step is really when we see that. Let's end up with a minute and a half. Let's take a look at the last sources on your page. This is really what. Let's take a look at source number 8. When the Rambam defines what a Beis Din is supposed to do, what is the job of a Beis Din? What would you expect? You'd expect the Rambam to say that a tafkid, the job of the Dayan, is that people come to, when people have a dispute, to solve the dispute, right? Sorry. Okay? To solve a dispute, to judge between people. What does the Rambam say? Mitzvah Aseh Shetorah. The Torah tells us, Limanon Shoftim V'Shotrim V'Chol Medinah V'Chol Pelech V'Pelech, in every zone, in every city. שנאמר שופטים ושוטרים תן לך בכל שעריך. שופטים על הדיינים הקבועים בבית, שופטים על judges and בית, בעלי דינים באים לפניהם, and people come to be judged. שוטרים על הבעלים הקלו רצועה, they enforce, they have the means to enforce, they עומדים לפני הדיינים, they serve the דיינים, מסבים בשפקים וברחובות. They go together with the דיינים, and what are these judges? Are they sitting in Beis Din? They're roaming the markets and the streets. ועל החנויות. The shopping malls. Make sure people are behaving morally. Make sure things are not overpriced. Make sure there's no swindling. And do lakot means to hit, but it means to correct any warped thing. They're active. They go around. It's not a police state. But it's part of the job. It's not just to wait around. It's not just to check if things are done properly. This is what it's all about. You have to sit around, wait around. Okay? And take a closer look. What you want to do today, maybe we'll take a different hizdamut to do that, a different chance to do that. Let's take a look at Masechet Avot, which is maybe the biggest Moshe Sefer ever written. One of the earliest Moses Far, okay, I mean, you have Mishlei on that, but okay, Masechet Avot, and you see the Masechet Avot is a lot of halachos for the Dayanim, but it's also halachot of education, and it goes together. Because the Dayan has to be an educator, and every person has to be both. For yourself, for your surroundings, for everybody. That's what it's all about. And this thing is a big lesson for this thing is all to teach us as even though you're not Dayanim, it doesn't make a difference. But it's, as I said before, it's the way you take your life. Are you like Moshe Rabbeinu waiting for things to come on top of you? You won't withstand it. You're going to fall, for sure. You and what you can do in life. If you seize the moment, if you teach yourself, if you teach others, you're active, you think forward, you'll succeed. Build yourself the structure, it's like Hamashim, Me'ot, Alafim, whatever it is, all the means you need, and go forward. Okay? That's today's message. Thanks. Thanks for making this year happen. Appreciate it.